listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for listening. This week, I wanted to talk about a crisis among boys. I recently looked at an Atlantic article. It was actually from the year 2000, so 18 years ago. And it paints a kind of a grim picture. An excerpt set reads, "Data from the U.S. Department of Education and from several recent university studies show that far from being shy and demoralized, today's girls outshine boys. They get better grades, they have tighter educational aspirations, higher educational aspirations. They follow more rigorous academic programs, participate in advanced placement classes at higher rates. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, slightly more girls than boys enroll in high-level math and science courses. Girls allegedly timorous and lacking in confidence now outnumber boys in student government, in honor societies, on school newspapers, and in debating clubs. Only in sports are boys ahead, and women's groups are targeting the sports gap with a vengeance. Girls read more books, they outperform boys on tests for artistic and musical ability. More girls than boys study abroad, more join the Peace Corps. At the same time, more boys than girls are suspended from school, more are held back, more drop out. Boys are three times as likely to receive a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. More boys than girls are involved in crime, alcohol, and drugs. Girls attempt suicide more often than boys, but it is boys who more often succeed." Anyway, this was in 2000, and it's only gotten worse from here. To discuss this epidemic, as well as to talk about his program, Mark Hancock is the CEO of Trail Life USA, and I had a conversation with him today to talk about his program and how his program uniquely addresses some of these challenges that we see. But before we get to that conversation, first a word from our sponsors.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
Hi, this is Brian Myers. When I needed a better life insurance plan, I found it with Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. When I first met Travis, he wasn't like some other life insurance agents that can be pushy and try to get you to buy something. Travis just made himself available to me. That was it. He told me to let him know if and when I needed anything, and he stayed in touch. When the day came and I did need to make some changes with my life insurance, Travis met with me and walked me through several options so I could make an informed decision. Ultimately, it was the best decision for my situation. So if you need a life insurance plan that makes sense for you, call my friend Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. His number is 515-883-0029. That's Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Call him at 515-883-0029.
And we are back. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Life USA. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. I just, first of all, wanted to ask you, what is Trail Life and how did you guys get started?
Well, Trail Life USA is an unapologetically Christian, boy-focused character leadership and adventure organization for boys. We started about 4 years ago in response to some changes that Boy Scouts were doing, and there were a number of churches that were unable to continue with Boy Scouts. We kind of saw on the horizon that there would be families who had conservative values who wanted to maintain those values. And in that 4 years, we've grown to about 27,000 members. We're in 48 states, and we're working in about 750 churches across the country.
Great. So what Trail Life, how is that different from Boy Scouts? And, you know, what do you guys do, basically? What does meeting look like, you know?
Well, there's a lot of things that would look the same, but at our core, we're a ministry. We're not an outdoor program that has a Christian skin. We're at our core a traditional Christian mentorship program that embraces and continues with traditional values. We're unapologetically Christian. We do have a robust awards program. We're adventure driven. We have character and leadership opportunities. We really believe that you really can't teach character and leadership if you don't have some sort of a moral core, without something that says this is what we go by. So we're a biblically based organization. So we offer the Bible as the core guidance for our boys. And there's a lot of folks who are attracted to that. Also, we have a real emphasis on ministering to boys that are in homes without a dad.
Okay.
You know, we see that more and more. We see fatherlessness as a real issue of our current culture. And in fact, we think it's behind a lot of these challenges that we're seeing with young men. And so we're raising up not just boys, but we're raising up men who are interested in mentoring and discipling and being a father like for a boy who needs that.
Right. So, I live in Iowa. I'd like to start up the Trail Life chapter because there isn't one in my area. How does somebody go about doing that?
Well, our website is traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com, and there's a tab on there that's you can start a troop or you can find a troop. And so you can put in your zip code and it'll tell you troops that are in your area and contact information for how you can get in touch with those troops, find out when they meet. And so a family that has a boy that they want in a program, they can go that route. If there's not a troop in your area or you're interested in mentoring young men, even if you don't have sons of your own, it takes 4 to 5 adults and a chartering organization, 99% of the time that's a Christian church, to start the program. And you talk about the difference between us and Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts looks for the number of boys that you have to start a program. We look for adults. We say all you need is 4 to 5 adults that are background checked, complete our child safety youth protection training. They sign our statement of faith. They sign our statement of values. They have a tight relationship with a local church because we consider ourselves an outreach of the local church.
Okay.
So you need to have a church that's interested in this vision, to the extent that it's not just a place that the troop meets. You know, when we look at the mistakes that Boy Scouts made, we think they lost their connection with their local charter organization and they just became, they would have people who just met at the church as a Boy Scout troop, but they didn't have any association with the church. We really try to enforce a tight bond between the local church and the troop so that we're growing that local church. Now, the interesting thing is that even though we're unapologetically Christian and our adults sign a statement of faith, boys of any faith or no faith at all can join Trail Life USA. So it's a great outreach program for churches where church will say, they'll send the kids home, hey, invite your friend to Sunday school or to summer, to our vacation Bible school. And people may be uncomfortable going to that, or a boy may not respond. Mm-hmm. But you send a boy home and say, hey, we're going camping this weekend, or we're going zip lining, or we're going caving, or we're going whitewater rafting, or we're going on a hike, those kind of things. You can find the unchurched boy who wants to attend those kind of events. And what we're experiencing nationally is that unchurched boys are joining the troop, and then unchurched families are joining the church as an influence of that troop.
Great.
So if you're interested in starting a troop, you do need to have that tie with a local church that's interested in seeing the troop integrated into its program.
And what age range are you guys covering?
We're kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay.
One of the best kept secrets is that, you know, we have a tremendous ministry to men. It's one of those unintended consequences that's just wonderful. We have a lot of men in our organization who may not have sons in it, or their sons may be grown, but they're interested in sharing their outdoor skills. They're interested in joining up with other men who are interested in the next generation. And so on these campouts and things, you'll see the boys, go to bed, and the men stay up around the fire. And so the best kept secret is that we are a dynamic men's ministry also. Because those leaders are sharing their experiences either as a father or as a husband or in their own work. And so it's really become quite a ministry for men. Also, I recently met a man from Georgia who had just returned from his fourth tour in Afghanistan. And he doesn't even have any sons in the program, but the local troop recognized his outdoor skills and said, would you come alongside and help us with the boys? And he told me, he said, listen, I need to thank you for this program, for letting me be involved, because when I finished those tours, I lost my band of brothers. And I never thought I would find, you know, it's as typical of a veteran coming back, he just couldn't quite find his footing. And he said, I lost my band of brothers, but through Trail Life, I found some men who are interested in the things that I'm interested in, both in outdoor adventure, but also in discipling, in leadership, in character, and developing that in the next generation. Because he had all that in his heart, but he had nowhere to carry it out except in the military. So he's come back, and now he has that outlet. And of course, the boys love him because he does the coolest stuff.
Right.
And the men have just embraced him, and he found his brotherhood. So that's best kept secret, is that we provide ministry for men also.
Great. So what does an average meeting look like?
A typical meeting will open in typically a sanctuary or a larger meeting room, and there'll be a flag ceremony where they present the colors and do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they'll do the trailman oath and make any announcements, general announcements for the troop. And then then they'll split up. You know, we have three units within a troop. There's a Woodlands Trail, which is kindergarten through fifth graders. And then there's Navigators, which is sixth through eighth graders. And then there's the Adventurers, which is ninth through 12th graders. And they'll go separately to work on their programs, because obviously they're at different levels and they're working on different things. Our Woodlands Trailmen, the younger guys, the emphasis is on knowledge. You know, when you're young, how many facts you can learn, how much stuff you can memorize. Like, my boys shock me when they come home and memorize, you know, a complete poem or something overnight. You know, I can't do that anymore at my age, but when I was young, I could do that. So we load them full of knowledge, the stuff that they're going to use in the outdoors. And then when they move into the Navigator's age, we start working on understanding. And now they're applying that knowledge and kind of understanding, well, you know, I learned about a fire, but what kind of things can I do with a fire? How do I start a fire? What are the principles I need to know? And then they begin to practice those things. Then the adventurers, the older boys, they work on wisdom. And so they're now taking what they've learned and what they understand, and they're actually applying it. And by the time they get to that high school age, they're running their own program. So once it splits into those three units at the high school age, the boys are running their individual patrol of their unit, and they're making decisions about where they're going to camp, what activities they're going to do, what trail badges they're going to work on. They're having their elections for their leadership. They're developing their own leadership structure and principles. And there's an advisor in the room, or usually more than one, who's in there just kind of observe and be the parental oversight and answer any questions. So that's how we develop the leadership, is as they progress from knowledge to understanding the wisdom, they're growing in application and opportunities to lead.
Awesome. So there's a crisis among American boys that I think, well, just probably boys in general worldwide, but in particular with American boys, that I think's under the radar, that you don't really hear a lot about. It's Tucker Carlson, just a couple weeks ago on Fox News, even talked about the crisis among American men, how suicide rates up, how even obesity's up, about how marriages are failing, about, you know, picture looks grim.
Yeah.
What do you see as kind of some of the root causes, and how is Trail Life trying to address this among boys?
Well, you're right in our wheelhouse, because we think we absolutely address that. When you look at the shootings, I haven't studied the one from yesterday, but the six of the last previous seven shooters came from fatherless homes, and we think that's a piece of it. But there's been a war against boyhood for some time now. You look at our schools, recess is going or gone. Tug of war is now called tug of peace. You know, the things we grew up with, like Red Rover or dodgeball and tag, those are disappearing because we're told that they can undercut emotional development or create an environment of resentment. And it feels like we're punishing boys just for the simple circumstance of being boys.
Right.
And because we're removing that reality of that outdoor competitive boy-friendly play, we drive the boys inside to a virtual reality that parks them in front of a video game. So if they can't compete against each other's outdoors, which we think is in their DNA, we think that God created them that way to compete and to understand, you know, who's in charge. We really think that the driving, the daring tendencies of healthy boys is what's responsible for a lot of what's right with society, because they then become determined, focused, and winning men. And this has just been horrible effect on boys. They're now three times more likely to be enrolled in special education, four times more likely to be ADHD.
Right.
High school girls outnumber boys 2-1 in the top 10 senior rankings. It's had its effects on boys. You know, boys love outdoor challenge in a hierarchically structured environment. They thrive there. They do really well there. But there just aren't many places for them to do that anymore. They need clear boundaries, and they need designated leadership. Here's what they're asking, Shane. They're saying, tell me who's with me, mm-hmm. who's in charge, and what our mission is. And if we fail to define that for them, they'll create their own structure in a way that looks like rebellion or resistance or apathy. I mean, look at a gang. They know that. They know who's with them. They know who's in charge, and they know what the mission is. And so we established that with the Trail Off USA, where we create that environment. Who's with them? They're in a patrol. They're trailmen. They're united together. They have principles that they share. Who's in charge? Well, there's a clear leadership structure, both for adults and also for the boys, and what the mission is. And that's made clear. And they thrive in that environment, and they learn to submit one another, and they learn to submit to authority. And that's a powerful thing that we're just not seeing anywhere else in our culture. Your boys are losing out. And they're not developing as strong, capable men because we're not letting them be fully boys. You know, the overreactions to the school shootings, which are horrible, horrible things, but you can't pin that on every boy.
Right.
And you know, these are boys who need help. They need compassion. They need somebody to care for them. But they also need opportunities to excel, and opportunities to stretch themselves a little bit so that they're not frustrated. You know, and so we think the Trail Life, you know, addresses that. And plus, we surround them with godly, concerned, engaged men who know that boys and girls are different. Mm-hmm. You know, in this gender blurring culture that we're in right now, where we're telling them basically, you know, what gender do you feel like being today? I mean, that's an exaggeration, but it's not. I don't think we're too far down the road from
right.
saying that.
Yeah.
Then how confusing could that be? Who's telling boys what it is that they should be, who it is that they should be? And so we surround them with godly men in a male-focused environment, a boy-focused environment. Another difference from Boy Scouts is, you know, their most recent decision is that they're admitting girls.
Girls, right.
Well, that's wonderful. We love girls. Girls are amazing. But girls are also different than boys. Girls need their own program where they can focus on leadership and growth in ways that speaks to them. Boys and girls are just different. And that's a radical thought, but any engaged parent or any engaged teacher knows this,
right.
That boys and girls are just different. And science tells us this. And anybody who says something different, you're going against brain chemistry, you're going against physical development, you're going against right. all kinds of things. Girls develop more quickly than boys. They mature socially more quickly than boys. And so boys, when they're set in an environment with girls, they're already behind and
yeah.
they check out. And that's why they're checking out of schools. And that's why I think they'll check out of Boy Scouts. You know, you got a 10 or 11-year-old boy who's maybe struggling a little bit physically,
mm-hmm.
and you get a girl who joins that troop, and she's joining because she wants outdoor adventure, so she's already prone to be kind of physical, and
yeah.
she's beating him in races, and she's climbing the wall faster than he is, and she's able to swim faster and all those things. You don't think that boy's going to eject from that program? And now he's got nowhere to go to be a boy. And in a setting that has men, you know, showing the way. So this is important stuff. We really are. I haven't caught all of Tucker's stuff, but I caught the first one. I think he's doing all this month,
mm-hmm.
talking about toxic masculinity. But what it is that we've done to boys and men, it's kind of our fault.
Yeah.
And if you look over the last 50 years, the way that culture's developed, we stopped focusing on the kids in a number of decisions that we've made, whether it's from, you know, abortion to same-sex marriage to there's a multitude of decisions that we've made. This is the latest Boy Scout decision. When we're not thinking about the boys and we're not thinking about girls, we're thinking about what's politically correct, or we're thinking about the adults or how we can make things easier for the adults. And in that, the kids are just getting lost, like there's some sort of pawns in a political game. And it's just tragic what it is that we're doing to both boys and girls.
Right. Well, hey, Mark, thank you so much for talking to us about Trail Life and this crisis we're facing on boys. Give us the website again.
It's traillifeusa.com. It has two L's, traillifeusa.com. and you can start a troop, find a troop, all kinds of good information on the site. And we also have a Facebook page that you can follow, and you can see all kinds of photos and information on things that's going around the country and how our troops are participating in their community.
Great. Well, hey, thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. And that concludes today's episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you happen to be listening to the podcast somewhere other than on our website, please be sure to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com. Again, that's caffeinatedthoughts.com. You can just Google Caffeinated Thoughts and it'll come up on the top of your search screen. Also, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for our email updates. That way you don't miss a single thing. This is Shane Vanderhart. Until next time, my friends, take care.